in the middle of Siman Samach Vav, or up to Siv Beis, says the Mechaber, Im Shachach Lahaniach Tzitzis Usvilin Yachol Lahafsig Bein Maprakim Lahanicham. So let's say a person forgot, and Mishnah Berurah points out us who Adin if he didn't have them on him, and then they got delivered or something like that, to put on tzitzis or tefillin before he started Birchos Kriyas Shema, he's allowed to stop Bein HaPrakim and put them on Vivarech Aleim, and you can even make a bracha on them. Says the Ramah, V'yeshomrim Shelo Yivarech Aleim Aracharat Tefila V'Hachinog Linyan Talis. Some say you shouldn't make a bracha on them until after davening, and this is the minig when it comes to the talis, the tzitzis, but not when it comes to the tefillin. Tefillin you can make a bracha on like the mechaber holds. Now what's going on here? So the mechaber in tezvav, let's say he gets them in the middle of the perek. So then he should wait till bein haprakim, then put them on so that he can make the bracha. Because again, according to the mechaber, you're allowed to make the bracha on both. And according to the Ramah, so you probably wouldn't have to wait on the tzitzis, put them right on now, because there's no, you're not going to make a bracha anyway. That's if you're in the middle of the bracha. But if you get them in the middle of the words of Kriya Shema itself, so every single word of Kriya Shema is supposed to be said with tefillin on, and therefore you should put the tefillin on immediately with a bracha, according to the Mishnah Berurah. Now, what about the Ramah Shita that you do make a bracha on the tefillin, but you don't make a bracha on the talis? So he says, because tzitzis is different in two ways. Number one, tzitzis is not a chovas gavra. It's not a classic chi of you, the individual, have to be wearing tzitzis. It's just if you're wearing a beged of dalad kanfos, then you're mechliyev to put tzitzis on that beged. But if you're not wearing a beged of dalad kanfos, you're not mechliyev to just put on a dalad kanfos to wear the tzitzis. And second of all, if you're not wearing, so that's, and lafuke tefillin, excuse me, that's obviously differentiating from tefillin in the sense that tefillin is a chi of you must put tefillin on yourself. And therefore, you got to put the tefillin on and make the bracha because you're actually chayiv to do so. Number two, there's a second problem when it comes to tefillin, which is not necessarily a problem when it comes to tzitzis. When you put on the tefillin, and if you say Kriya Shema without tefillin, it's ki'ilu made edus sheker ba'atzmo. It's like you're testifying falsely because you're reading all these words about wearing tefillin and then you're not wearing tefillin. So that's when it comes to tefillin. But when it comes to tzitzis, it's not necessarily k'made edus sheker. Earlier in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah pointed out that also there are sources to say that when you don't wear tzitzis, it's k'made edus sheker when it comes to Kriya Shema. But l'maisa, the Gemara doesn't include that. The Gemara Dafka says it when it comes to tefillin, not when it comes to tzitzis. And therefore, you don't have that issue. And then he says, what are you supposed to do? After you finish davening, you should take the tzitzis in your hand and make a bracha on the tzitzis at that point. The Beis Yosef holds not so. The Beis Yosef holds you can even put them on right away and make a bracha during the Bein HaPrakim of Birkos Kriya Shema. Fine. And then, one more thing. Sorry, Mishnah Berurah has an idea that if you're really embarrassed to be sitting in shul not wearing a talis, so then you can put it on and make a bracha bein haprakim under those circumstances if it's going to be embarrassing for you not to. Okay, Siv Gimel, lekadosh lekedusha lebarchu mafsik afilu beemtza pasuk v'chein lemodim. Kadosh kedusha and barchu, you're allowed to be mafsik even bein haprakim and modim as well. Now, what's the reason for this? Because obviously, if you're mafsik mibnei hayira, your own mibnei hayira or mibnei kavod, say in lecha kavod biyira gadol mizeh. Yeah, to have kavod in yira for the ribono shel olam is obviously much greater. He says even in the middle of a pasuk, right? So, also, what does it mean to answer kaddish kedushin baruch hu? Mishnah Berurah Yud Zayin points out it means amen yesh me rabba and dami rambi alamavim ramein. Right, and only answer that. Don't say Yisbarach. Don't say anything else. The Tiskabel Yehishlam Rabo Seshalom. Those are not Chiyuvim on the same level, and therefore you're not Mechuyev to answer. And when it comes to Kedusha, just Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Kivod. Nothing else. No Yimloch. No, and certainly not in the Kadesh. Right. That's not allowed to be said. And all these rules, you're not even allowed to be Mafsik Bein HaPrakim for all these things because they're only a minig ba'alma. Baruch Hu just means Baruch Hashem HaMavarach Le'olam Vo'ed, right? And Modim, so going back to the Mechaber now, he says, Avalo Yomer Ela Tevas Modim Bilvad. Just say the word Modim. That doesn't mean, it just means say Modim Anachnu Lach. Right, that's the Mishnah Berurah explains. adds an amav achein bevarchu lo yomer is barak v'shtabach. There's that extra paragraph that nobody says anyway anymore, but don't say it. Yesh omrim da amein she'on and achar berch sakel hakadosh ve'achar shomei tefila yesh ladin kiddusha v'yuchal lanos also b'kriyashma. What about those amens in the Chazar Sashat? The Chayniker, that's Talach, you're allowed to answer those amens. L'cholhani mile poskim mikol shekein ba'omer tachanunim. And certainly in all these cases, you're allowed to interrupt. If you're in the middle of saying extra tachanunim, so then you're allowed to answer amen during all these things. And then points out in Sivkot and Chav Gimel that when you're in the middle of Psukit Zimmer, you can answer these things. And then he adds, what if you went to the bathroom to go to say Ashri Yatzar? So if you just was Meitel Mayim, you should wait until the end of it, say Ashri Yatzar.